We are entering the lesson number 3, a collective outcry to the Creator. It's a very strong means for our advancement towards the entrance to spirituality. And we have a few things here. First of all, how this collective outcry to the Creator goes together with our way of life. The wisdom of Kabbalah opens up to a person the possibility to discover the true reality in which he lives, that the world that he's in won't be a hidden world, but rather that it will start being a revealed world. And he will see in what reality he exists, in what state, what place, under which forces, what is working on him, what is he going through, not his body, the beasts that lives for so many years, but rather he starts to identify with the eternal part within him. Eternal means that part in him that needs to develop in order to bestow more and more, because only that part resembles the Creator, and only that reaches complete and eternal life. And there are people who come to the wisdom of Kabbalah as to some adventure, some things that it's like coming to a course, a class, maybe in the university, something which is temporary. They don't realize that by that they're actually changing their lives bit by bit until a habit becomes second nature, and a habit means connection with others. This is the essential difference between the reality that is perceived in our egoistic will to receive versus the will to bestow, the spiritual desire. Then by these habits that we try to determine in the connection between us, in the tense between us, by that the upper world is revealed. And we gradually, even on a daily basis, shift. And now we're not yet aware of it, just like a little child who is not aware of how much he's developing, growing. We measure him, we check him, and he knows how to say a few more words, maybe to read a bit more, or to identify something, and he's not aware of it. This is how we are. We're not aware of what we're going through and what we're acquiring each and every day, even though we do feel a little bit, but we don't understand that this is the true and correct form of advancement. As Bala Sulam writes, that it's going to take 10 years, 20 years, maybe even 30 years to reach that new state where he opens up this world already and can see the true reality. That he has the opening up of the eyes in the Torah, meaning in the upper light, the force of bestowal, the force of love. This is called the opening up of the eyes in the Torah. And then he is entirely seeing with his eyes open. We didn't come to some incidents or some limited course, a short one, and then we can leave it and go back to our lives. Rather, in that, we are going and entering a new reality. And for that, we were given life. This is how we should understand this process that we're going through. Of course, In this process, we constantly have questions and doubts, ups and downs, but we need to know that you are entering a lane that brings you to the revelation of reality. And towards that you are now developing. And the development comes only through connection, in order to reach a state where you discover that it is everything is one soul, the soul of Adam Rishon. And we are all together, we're all interdependent, all connected. And this is becoming revealed to everyone, to the whole of humanity, but in a different way. For us, it is because we want to go towards it, we understand where it is coming from and what is the process that we have to go through, we somehow learn it. And to the whole of humanity, it comes coercively, necessarily. They enter it through all kinds of blows, usually, and pressures towards connecting and studying what is this new reality in a harsh way, in the way of Beito in its time. But this is the most important thing I wanted to say, that we need to realize that the process that we're going through is a process which is as a path, a way that brings us to the opening up of the eyes to see the great reality, and then it opens up for us as a complete, eternal, infinite, unlimited reality, and we simply continue in it above time, place, and motion. This is the way. If a person digests this, if he looks at the state that he's in, then he begins to add to that approach all of the events, everything that is becoming revealed to him. And then he begins to see how it is all arranged specifically towards this goal. Now, along the way, we sometimes have, not sometimes, on a daily basis, each and every day, we have all kinds of questions, problems, even eruptions or all kinds of events. With the friends, we come out, we get in to our group, our circles, more people, more or less. And we need to understand that this state is just like with the whole world, where people are born, people die, they come in and they go out. There is nothing special in that. Kabbalists relate to it in a very calm manner. If they come, they come. If they leave, they leave. And also, they leave and they die. This is the process. Externally, it may seem to us as great innovations, but internally, you can say that it hardly affects the soul. It goes through its frictions, its changes, its corrections, and this is how it advances. This is how it is with each and every one. So, we should try to stay tranquil, to see the changes that we're going through, and try to see it from the eternal. For somebody saw his grandpa walking in some way and he thinks that's holy. But here we're talking about opening the eyes of a modern person who comes from the modern world, and he has only one possibility to reach the spiritual world, that is to acquire the quality of bestow, and with it to see the whole of reality, as it says, an opposite reality. I saw an upside down world, and this is by connecting with others and expecting them to influence him and help him to shift into the quality of bestow. So it's actually a good inclination. If I pay, right? It's not that with this money he really thinks about, you know, that he will buy the friends, but it's written like that. So let's awaken them this way. So the intention is a good one, but that's not how we behave. Try to awaken them through all kinds of verses, by praying, when you pray for them. That is, that there would be a connection between you and them and the Creator. This triangle, you have to constantly activate it, then you will succeed. So, we are not doing what you said. And the most important is to understand that the path is not some kind of accelerated brief course that we, you know, complete it and then we go back to our life, but rather we are entering the revelation of spirituality and continuing in it more and more through all of the olamot, the worlds, who knows how far till the end of correction. Okay. And the most important thing is that we have a congress ahead of us, and here there is a great opportunity to bring all of our expectations, all of our efforts, all of our you know, vast experience to this approach, this new approach towards connection. In the connection, everything becomes clarified and corrected. We only have to bring everything to the connection, and there all the crimes, all of our states, all of our exertions, everything would connect, and it would bring us a new state. This means that the more we advance, by that, according to the right process, we feel ourselves as lowly, lacking strength, lacking understanding, lacking feeling, lacking everything in ourselves, in and out of ourselves. And against that, we somehow begin to hold on to the spiritual force that we are before, but it's still not really in our hands so that we can work with it. So we are advancing into a state which is a state of helplessness, and the people of Israel side from the work. This is the sign that we are coming closer to the opening, specifically. And here, there is a question. Who's going to hold on and who will not? The one who holds on is the one who is holding on to everyone. And one who is wise or prideful, that becomes a bit more separated than usual from the collective, from the big group, he is going to fly out. The forces of nature allow entrance to spirituality only to those who are ready for connection. Not that they are in connection, but they're ready for it. He's ready that he's willing for these forces to work on him. He wants these forces to influence him negatively and positively, seemingly positively and negatively, to influence him and work on him and rearrange him so that he will be ready to take his slot in the general kli in the soul of Adam HaRishon. One who is ready for this comes in. And here, the most important is that it's all going against one's pride. This is the greatest obstacle when a person thinks that he's not just some small cell from the soul of Adam HaRishon, rather that he determines and he understands, and it should be according to how he thinks the way it should be. This approach greatly fails.
So, that's exactly the question, because we need this anchor at the stage you're describing. How do we form the group as this anchor?
Not only that you need it, later on this anchor broadens, it becomes my connection with the entire soul of Adam HaRishon. I have to fill up my role there for all of the souls to receive from them and to give them. This is the law of a healthy cell in a healthy body, also in corporeality. So, accordingly, I need to behave. Therefore, I need to pay attention. Our issue is the following. Whether you want to or not, you'll reach that anyway. But if we are on a path towards me going and using the advice of Kabbalists, you know, what can I do in order to proceed the blow with the remedy, as we call it, to be in Achishena, in hastening, before I enter Beito in its time. So I'm told, strengthen your connection with the society. You'll have to do it through blows. If it's through blows, it will take you so many years, dozens or hundreds of years, through multiple incarnations. And if it's through your efforts, it can take only a few years. Yes?
So continuing the introduction that you gave to the lesson, the opening, we see that there are states that even though everything is done, the 10 still does not act as an anchor. It's not an anchor for the friend. The friend doesn't feel confidence in it. And seemingly everything is set up correctly. Everything Kabbalists say, seemingly things are done. But the inner sensation of a person is that the 10 does not act as this anchor for a person. What are we lacking to form this?
Nevertheless, you have to invest these efforts. I cannot say what else is lacking. There are other judgments and calculations up above that are above our mind and our understanding. And of course, there are additional calculations, but a person, nevertheless, should realize that if he's here, then everything is arranged in such a way before him that it's really worthwhile to invest. Or if he hears about it, he should look at those that, you know, what do they have in their desires or calculations or with the women. I mean, so based on what does he want to live and what does he understand in reality compared to the way it's there. All of our work is, and it's always has been this way between Kabbalists versus other people, quote unquote, other people. It's always like that. This is the whole issue of religion or religions in general, and the opening up of the eyes and the right approach. Who is for the Lord? Come to me. You can't do anything about it. And pride. You need to see, usually, pride pulls a person out. And also, you know, prideful people who think that they understand and they feel, and what do you mean? They are used to give orders in their lives. And now, here they cannot give orders. Rather, they need to keep orders, they need to subjugate themselves, they need to make themselves into zero. How can it be? I am zero? people who all of their lives lived in pride, and suddenly now suddenly they need to be in the group as the smallest one and everything. How can it be? Man's pride will lower him. There's nothing you can do about it. But only one who is capable to subjugate himself more and more. So the whole world is pouring trash, garbage on you more and more. Fine. It doesn't hinder you. Actually, from that trash comes the...
pushing.
Rav, why specifically that gripping point where on the one hand I feel that I truly am being cut off from the group, from the spiritual life, from the entrance through this tiny ability, this tiny hole to enter there like the tip of a needle into the feeling of the true reality that we exist in, but we don't feel it. How do I get stuck but not get stuck? How do I specifically hold on all the time onto this point until it will open up? Once it opens up, we will see. What does it mean that it opens up? It's not that then I just breathe and I'm, you know, free. Life becomes even more special, more spiritual, right? But it fills up the person with a feeling and with understanding. So, how do I hold on to this point? And I specifically want to prefer my gripping point on the 10, that only on the condition that I'm in it and I constantly feel how I might be cut off, specifically at that point, I want to develop. It has to accompany me until I enter spirituality. This point is very painful, it's very sensitive, and that I might disconnect from them and then I will be thrown off to the sides of the road, or I connect with them more and more and more in spite of the conditions that become harder and harder to hold on to the 10 in my more inner scrutiny until I get in. Because spiritual life are revealed in it, in the 10. Now my point is an external point that I hold on to their externality, the externality of the 10. I adhere to it. They, for me, are as a womb, and I'm still on the outside of it. How do I get in? So, how do I not run away from the campaign? What should I tell the Creator? What should I tell the Creator so that I don't run? It's as if it's a small embryo or a drop of semen that very much wants to enter into the womb, and it tries, but it cannot, and it has to turn to the upper force. We see that here, in birth, in the beginning of the new life, it is only through the upper force. No other remedy will help. And the more we advance, even 1,000 years more, it won't be something where a person is certain of and he can guarantee it to himself, but only by turning to the upper force, to a higher degree, higher than the body itself, meaning the 10, and the drop itself, which is the person. There is a third force, and specifically here we need to turn to him, to pray to him, then it will work out. So what does a person do then, that drop that wants to get in into the womb of the group? What does one do? What does he pray for? What man should he raise? Why would he be let in? What does he promise? For the sake of what does he scrutinize that there is inner spiritual life? How does he depict to himself that this life is such and such, and he deserves to be in there? If he depicts it correctly, and if he asks correctly, even above his mind and emotion, this is what is lacking in order to get help. This is called raising man, that I don't have it, but somehow I want it. So, go ahead. What can we tell the Creator so that we deserve to get into the internality of the Ten in order to find there the emotion and mind of shared mutual life that we didn't have so far, and we specifically want to exist? It's not so clear what needs to be done in order to reach that state.
We need to do and do and do daily everything we can in order to bring oneself closer to bestowal through the Ten, nothing other than that, only to correctly arrange the Ten, to be included in it, as if you are jumping in the water. Yes.
And this love that one feels, he's describing something wondrous here. Is that something that you simply receive, or does it come from within?
What do you mean you receive, or that it's inside? Of course you feel it inside.
Was it there, or do I get it? Or does something in my heart erupt? Or
there are no such questions.
Does it come from the Creator? Or
from the state that you go and connect to the Ten, to the extent that you reach connection to the Ten, to the extent that you're able to annul yourself, to give up on yourself towards the Ten. And this also expresses your attitude towards humanity and your attitude towards all of reality. Like Rav Kook says, I would hug everyone, etc., etc. In other words, if you are in this, if you're inclined that way, then according to your inclination that's expressed specifically towards the Ten, then by that you give the Creator the ability to also take a step for you, to reveal within you this illumination of love. But it's only that way. That's the only way it works. Only that way. Questions? Yes.
To be included in the Ten means to also be included, to integrate with each friend or in something common.
Something common. But also it's possible through each and every friend. But again, this is on the condition that I truly invest in this. Am I with them every day of the week? Or am I a traitor? And a few times I don't feel like coming. Am I having concern throughout the day of what they feel, how they feel, what are they thinking of? Are they losing their spirit? Are they their upliftment, what's their intention in their life, and so on. Am I willing to warm them up, and not in a way that I'm pressuring and constantly nagging them, but still that concern is the concern, the worry, the care in my heart for them, constant and rising and rising. And again, I'll say, this cannot be theoretical. This is on the condition that I fulfill the external conditions.
Yeah.
We are used to the feelings that we have in this world, you know, good feelings, but what feelings should we search for here in this case? Towards which outcry should we prepare ourselves? Which outcry to the Creator?
Our problem is that we are incapable of believing to the words of the sages, that they tell us that only through the connection between us, when we break through these barriers between us, then we can feel the complete reality, which is spiritual, a reality where everything is one, that's borderless. There's no divisions there, there's no parts. And to try and break our reality and to transition into the upper reality, all we need to do is through the connection between us. And if we attempt to do that through the connection between us, we reach a state that we're incapable, and we discover that, we find that. And then we cry out, and Israel sighed from the work. And their cry went up to the Lord, and then we are rewarded with exiting this state, with Exodus. And that is what we're in. But for that, we need to try to connect in the current states. And although we understand that we're incapable of doing it, but to reach a state that we want and aren't capable, until we burst out into this outcry, and they have sighed from the work, that they cry out in a way that this cry, it opens the door for us. And this cry, we still have not yet reached it. There are those that run away, that stay at home, that don't come to the prayer here. There are those that don't want to make the lesson into a prayer, and so on. There is no concessions here that can be made. There are no concessions here. We can shorten the path in the enslavement of Egypt only on the condition that we feel how this is a burden on us, and we're not agreeing, we're not willing to stay. And in Egypt, there are many such temptations that are convincing us to stay. Why not? We know what happens in the world. We don't understand that it's good to be this way. We're like everyone else. But in addition, we have an understanding of the world, of the spiritual world, etc., etc. If we agree to that, we can arrange our lives like some kind of university or class, that we are standing and appearing in front of everyone, and everyone's looking at us. Look, they're studying. No, God forbid. We need to add and add exertion to exit this state, to see this state, which is the worst possible state. And although by that we're more sublime than the others, but we're the worst. Only
happening, and we're not receiving it while you cry out.
You have to continue on the path, whatever happens, and then all those things come together correctly. That's it. There's no way here to make some calculations besides that, despite this and this and this happening to me, I keep going. You know, a cart that keeps going.
So what you're saying, I should always be attached to it with my prayers and all.
That can't change. That cannot change. The morning lesson, the group, something in the evening, a few times, connecting during the day, and always how to increase the goal, which is love inside the 10, and then towards the world. And in that, the Creator. Yes.
We were talking about in the introduction to TASS how to add the past in the present in order to increase the love in the future. At least that's the way I heard it. Now, the second evening in the big congress is called Nebauch, from the past to the present or in the future. It reviews all the development of Nebauch, where we came from and where we're headed to. The question is, should we use the past to look at how it all started? Can it increase love in the present?
How does it belong to the Congress? What do you want?
That's what we're going to have in the second evening of the Congress. There are many views, this way, that way. Should we start with the past, how we reached the,
maybe, maybe right? Yes. I don't know. You'll decide how you guys feel it.
May it help us connect, come closer, increase the connection between us?
You have to decide. I don't know. You have kids, right?
Yes.
You have little kids and bigger kids. No. So how do you look at how they grew and where they are now? For you, it's a process that has to occur. It's a natural process. And what do you ask me for?
I'm asking, if I'm looking at the way that my children developed, it really it's emotional for me.
Good. So same thing here, what we went through, all we went through. But emphasize and bring quotes that before 20, 30 years, it's not even acceptable that a person truly enters real spiritual qualities. There's things that happen, certain things that happen before, but the actual preparation of the vessel is not just some sense of illumination. That is hard work that takes a long time. And that's one. And two, what we discussed today, that this is our path. It's not. It's a way of life. It's a way of life, and it's not like I came, I tried, I saw, I jumped. Okay, if you jump, jump. But we need to understand that we're coming here to take upon ourselves a new clothing, and in it continue reality. In our time, it's not such a problem because you see, the whole world is necessary.
Yesterday, in the lesson at 5 o'clock, I heard.
We didn't have a lesson at 5. Ah, what I talked to the groups overseas.
Yeah, that compared to the situation in the U.S. and the amount of friends who come from the U.S., from North America, so more friends should come.
I speak with regards to our friends in North America, and I see that they are really weakening and losing their spirit. I'm saying very seriously, and to all, I think this is our problem, that we have to hold them and bring them closer. Look today as well, look at New York. And, you know, in some small city in Russia, somewhere, you see the same amount of people. How is it possible? So, I'm not, God forbid, I'm not blaming them in anything. I'm just saying this is reality, and we need to strengthen them. So I'm addressing all the groups overseas. Please make contact with the groups in America and Canada. In Canada, things are better, but still. And let's strengthen them. Let's help the Americans be a bit more kind of higher so they don't fall, because the situation is not good. I also spoke to a few and did a few talks, and I see that the spirit is going down, and it's not a good state. It's a bad state. Maybe they have some pride of being where they are in America or something, I don't know. But something is posing a disturbance. And let's connect to them. We need to treat them with love and connection and unity, and only help. Help them raise their spirits and have them feel that they're part of a great